Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. On Friday, there will be a very special celebration in Sacramento County, a celebration that could help provide some answers to a few key questions some of us may have, like what's the secret to living a long life, or is there really a fountain of youth? That's because in Carmichael, the Eschaton community will be celebrating National Centenarians Day, and that is honoring those who have made it to the 100-year mark. The party also kicks off a fundraising goal to help better the lives of older adults living in the Sacramento region. Joining us to share more about the big celebration and the fundraising effort is Nicole Zamora with Eschaton and Marion Stonecipher, a centenarian. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. Nicole, I want to start with you. For those who are unfamiliar, tell us about Eschaton.
Sure. Eschaton is the leading nonprofit provider of residential living in the Northern California area. So we have communities, over 25 communities, affordable housing and residential living. And our goal is to celebrate that age is beautiful.
So tell us about National Centenarians Day and what's planned.
Yes. So National Centenarians Day is, of course, every September 22nd. And it's a day set aside to celebrate all those who have celebrated 100 birthdays or more. Fun fact, when you celebrate 110 birthdays and more, you're a super centenarian. So initially, the day, you know, urged people to really reach out and hear stories about those that, you know, have celebrated 100 birthdays. And Eschaton wants to celebrate, again, that age is beautiful and celebrate our centenarians within our communities, like Marion, and invite the public to do so with us.
You know, Marion, given that you're 101 years young, you're going to be new to this National Centenarians Day. You know, how are you? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Tell them a little bit about yourself.
Oh, well, I'm old, but I think that's why I'm here. I'm trying to handle it very well. So that's up to you to say yes or no.
Well, we think you're handling it very well. Are you excited about celebrating on Friday?
No. What's there to be excited about? Probably go someplace and have something to eat and go.
Yep.
It's nice that you're so old, and I say thank you. What else? Is there more?
I think it's beautiful that it's just, it's just it's just like another day. That's probably a pretty good secret.
Just like another day, right?
No.
No?
No, it's just like another old day.
I love her sense of humor. You know, Marion is not alone in this, right? How many centenarians are living at Eschaton in our area?
Yes, wonderful question. So within our communities, we have 60, as in 60 centenarians throughout our communities. And we're very excited to, some will be coming, many will be coming actually on Friday to the Village Carmichael. Some, the trip's a little too far to make, so they'll be celebrating within their communities. But Marion will be there with me and about 20 other centenarians that day on Friday.
So in addition to a sense of humor that Marion has definitely shown us in just a few minute or two that we've been talking with her, what are some of the other unique qualities you see in those who reach that age of 100 or even more?
You know, many of our centenarians are so full of life and joy. You've experienced that this morning in just the little bit of time that we spent with Marion. You know, they enjoy meeting and engaging with friends. And I love that many of our centenarians are defying what the stereotypes are to growing older, right? They are exercising, you know, playing the piano, doing bocce. And so I just think that it's fun to be able to spend time with centenarians that are, again, defying the odds and all, you know, sometimes I'm like, whoa, slow down. You're walking a little faster than I am. So very, very exciting to be part of a community that honors our older adults.
You looked at Marion when you were talking about the piano. Marion, do you play the piano?
Marion, do you play the piano?
Yes, I do.
Do you like playing the piano?
I love playing the piano. I don't like people watching me play the piano.
But don't you play every day for the folks here?
I play every day when I feel like playing. I go over to the piano and play a little bit. If that doesn't turn out right, I'll wait.
Yes, so
A
Marianne does
straight,
like playing
I love it,
the
a straight shooter. Nicole, what have you learned about, there's a good amount of centenarians within
I play
Eschaton.
it
What have you learned about?
sometimes when I'm in bed.
You play sometimes when you're in bed, just in
Well,
your memory.
in my mind, I'm playing the piano.
Okay.
Yeah. No, that was a wrong chord. You back up. So.
Well, what I have learned, Vicki, is that they are very honest, right? Our centenarians tell it like it is, and their zest for life. The secret that I've heard all of them say is that to follow the golden rule, to do unto others as you want them to do unto you, right? And to, be kind to your fellow man.
Yeah. Marion, if you could ask Marion this, Nicole, given that, you're 101, did you keep in mind, when you were younger, things that were healthy to get you to this point? Or did you just, take it day by day?
I think somebody's asking me questions.
Yes. So I will repeat it. So when, now that you're 101, if you think back to when you were younger, did you always think like, oh, what will I do to stay healthy? What do you do to stay healthy? And
Well, I do the obvious things to stay healthy is to eat the right food. Don't pile sugar on your food. Don't eat a whole bunch of ice cream. And I did that for years and years and years. And not only helps with the weight, but with your complexion, with everything I can think of. Now, I got here, and what's in front of me? Food. So, guess what I do? I eat food.
well, it seems like you enjoy it too, and I'm right there with you, Marion. Nicole, this is not just celebrating National Centenarians Day. There's actually a good cause attached to this. I mean, you're kicking off a fundraising effort. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so we are inviting everyone to, kind of celebrate centenarians. We're asking folks to make a $100 donation. And if, let's make it fun. So make a $100 donation in memory or in honor of a centenarian that you know, or of a loved one, of a grandparent, of a parent, of a, of someone that you have enjoyed hearing stories from. And our fundraising here at the Eschaton Foundation is really to enhance the lives of those older adults. And so we do everything from art programs, doing all kinds of different things, taking to shows, right, Marianne?
Right.
So yes, so we're asking, we would love it if 1,000 people gave $100 for us to,
Let's
celebrate
see,
with a
how the people
with
there. Yeah,
the goal
pretty
of
good.
raising
Marion's in support of
$100,000.
this.
Marion is supporting it with me, yes.
Given Nicole,
Yes, I am.
we've had conversations about this on Insight. I mean, there is a growing population of people that are just getting older. We're all, a lot of us collectively are living longer. And I would imagine this fundraising effort helps that. I mean, you mentioned there are many centenarians living within Eschaton, and I wouldn't be surprised if maybe like a couple decades ago that wasn't the case.
Yeah, that is very true. And again, the funding efforts also go to, right? Sometimes people need to be in their homes a little bit longer. And so, what support can we give? What added benefits? Whether that be a friendly phone call, that's part of our telephone reassurance program, right? To just kind of check in and ensure that people are safe within their homes, even if they don't live in one of our communities. To those living in our affordable housing units that, maybe they had to go get a surgery and now they're back home and they need that little extra help. That's where the funds go towards. That's really, ensuring that all of us will get to live a healthy, happy, life well into our, for those of us that are blessed to be older adults, and for those of us like Marion that are super blessed to be a centenarian.
And you don't have to live at Eschaton to join in all the fun on Friday, right, Nicole?
No. So we are inviting, if any of the listeners out there know someone that is 99 plus, we would love them to join us. A centenarian and a guest are welcome to attend. We just ask that you reach out to, you could go to eschaton.org, and I'll spell that because I know it's a little tough. So it's eschaton.org. And click on that donate link and it'll take you towards our Eschaton Foundation. And again, you know, the more centenarians that we're able to celebrate on Friday, the better. There will be a beautiful cake. We will be singing. We will have a video presentation in where four centenarians are sharing their different experiences living to 100 and over.
And maybe Marion will be playing the piano.
What, we hope so, if she feels like it that day, right? That's up to her.
If I what?
If you feel like playing the piano, maybe you will on Friday.
I'll feel like it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a sneak peek I didn't even know. So yes, Marion will be playing the piano.
How many people are you expecting, Nicole?
We're hoping for about 100, 120 to attend. It would be fantastic if I could get in one room. You know, as being in a room with one centenarian is pretty inspiring. Imagine being in a room with over 20.
Well, thank you so much, Nicole. And Marion, it was great meeting you.
It was great meeting you.
What?
She said it was great meeting you.
Oh, thank you. It was great meeting all of you people, too. All of the people on the couch. Just really.
And you as well. That is Nicole Zamora, the Director of Fund Development with Eschaton, and Marion Stonecipher, a centenarian, a very funny one at that. And we thank them for joining us on Insight. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.